Hey y'all, this is going to be a short, kind of fun, but also kind of sad little episode. I don't really feel like calling it a grab bag, because it's just reactions to a couple of things that I've seen. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is just called Miscellaneous Reactions. Let's get started. So, there's actually three reactions here. First, there's this host out there, this leftist host who was out there saying that the Hurricane Helene was, somehow God's justice for people being opposed to child genocide or whatever. That's wrong on so many levels, because first of all, I have covered in depth the biblical arguments for, protecting the rights of the unborn, as well as all the other, you know, ethical, scientific, political, arguments. So, and we know from the scriptures that God cannot lie. And because, actually, I can tie it back further than that. God can't sin. Therefore, God can't lie, because lying is a sin. Therefore, God can't go against his own word, because his word tells us about him. So if he went against his word, he'd be contradicting himself, meaning he'd be lying, which means he'd be sinning, and God can't do that. So, since his word is against abortion, then that means he clearly would not be taking revenge for people being against abortion, because it's kind of hard. It wouldn't make sense to be taking revenge on your people for being in favor of a stance you support. I mean, God did not flood the earth in the time of Noah because people were worshiping him. He didn't say, oh my gosh, these people are worshiping me. I'm so mad. I'm going to flood the earth. No, he flooded the earth because people were evil. Also, speaking of floods, you know, the hurricane caused a lot of flooding. And God said in the scriptures he would never again destroy the earth with a flood. So, that also debunks this host's claim. God says he will not destroy the earth with a flood. God cannot go against his own word because he can't lie, because he can't sin. Therefore, he clearly did not use this flood, which I know it didn't destroy the whole earth, but he clearly did not use this flood as punishment for people taking a stance he supports, which is the pro-life stance. Because he, for one thing, as I said, it would be illogical for him to be mad at people for agreeing with him. And also because he said he'd never destroy the earth again with a flood in his word. So there's that. This host, I don't know what some of these people put in their coffee in the morning. I'm really starting to wonder. I don't know if they, like, get up and get dressed and then they go, like, inhale some laughing gas or what. But some of the things these people say on the left are just crazy. I mean, now granted, we have a little bit of that on the right with, like, the QAnons that believe the earth is flat and JFK Jr. and blah, blah, blah. But I think that's more online than anything. I don't think that's nearly as prevalent as the crazy land on the left. Maybe that's what it is. We have so many illegal immigrants coming from crazy land. So let's move on to the second reaction before I get too off topic. Second little reaction I have is, so there's this play. I first heard about this on one of the shows I listen to, so I'm gonna give credit where it's due. But there's this play that is being promoted now about January 6th, about this guy that, like, turned in his dad. And they're touting it as a good thing, but I actually think it's very scary, because that's 1984 level stuff. In 1984, there's a scene where Winston goes to Miss Parsons' house to help her with something, I think like a clogged drain or something, and her kids are running around acting like wild heathens. And she's, like, afraid to even try to discipline them. And it says in the book that, like, everybody over the age of 30 is afraid to, everybody of the age of 30 is afraid of their children, because their children could, potentially, like, turn them over to the state because their children are all in these government organizations like the spies that tell them to basically be loyal to the state and none else. And this plays is encouraging choosing your government over your family. So it is technically, it's headed in that direction. It's encouraging that kind of betrayal of your family in support of the state, turning in your father for wrongthink or whatever. So that's very scary. And then I had a third reaction, but I seem to have forgotten it, so that might be either a grab bag segment, or I might do another little reactions episode sometime. Could become a series, haven't decided yet. But either way, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Feel free to come back next time. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us at the Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chat, and on X at JFSCPod. And you can send us an email if you'd like at Jesse's Fireside Chats, pardon me, at gmail.com. That's JESSEAS Fireside Chats, all one word, at gmail.com. Feel free to pass this along to anybody else that might be interested. And thank you so much. Have a blessed day.